Well, hello there. My name is Morgan Harper Nichols. I'm an artist and a writer, and this is a space where I share words that I hope can make a little room for you to slow down and take a few deep breaths as you prepare for whatever lies ahead. Thanks for being here today. And now, on to today's episode. What does it mean to truly be yourself? I've thought a lot about this, and here's a definition I've been working on that feels real for me, and I hope it can connect with you too. To truly be yourself is the moment you decide you are worthy of love and acceptance right here as you are, no matter how others see you. But the thing is, even though this may seem like a good ideal for me, at least, in a practical sense, it can still be pretty difficult to be yourself. It's hard to be yourself when you feel like you have to be interesting to everyone. It's hard to be yourself when you always feel the pressure to make sure people remember you. It's hard to be yourself when you live in a world that only seems to reward those whose vulnerability goes viral. It's hard to feel like you're enough just by being yourself. It's hard to feel like you don't need to be something anymore. Now, there will be moments in life where the best thing to do is to be that shining star. You will feel a strong stirring inside of you to burn bright with love and passion for all to see. But not even the sun shines the brightest for everyone all day. Here on earth, we wait our turn to be under the warm light of day. Being yourself is not about being everything to everyone all the time. Being yourself is not about who you can be to the person you really want to like you. Being yourself is not about being who you think society needs you to be. Being yourself is about learning how to be right here where you are. So here are some questions you can ask yourself. Who am I when I'm not working? Who am I when I'm not on? Who am I when I don't feel the pressure to keep up with the way I've branded myself or presented myself to the world? Who am I at this very moment? Perhaps the reason that many of us deal with burnout is because we feel so much pressure to burn bright all the time. We identify where we feel like we want to belong in society, and then we start the never-ending upkeep process of making sure we can continue to fit in there. Belonging is beautiful and necessary for survival. And at the same time, in an overconnected world, we can start to feel like we're doing something wrong if we're not able to give our all everywhere all the time. The process of being ourselves becomes less about who we are in the present moment and more about who we can be to all these different people in all these different places. And unshockingly, this process leads to burnout. The burnout of trying to be yourself in all of the places where you've committed to show up. A huge part of learning to truly be yourself is unlearning the ways of an overconnected culture and learning how to just be. Learning to allow yourself to take a break from being the funny one or the creative one if you don't have the energy for that today. Learning how to spend time with people you care about without feeling guilty for needing rest or recovery time. There's so much pressure in our lives to project a particular identity to the world that it can become easy to forget who we are without it. However, it's not too late to be ourselves in a new way. One of the best areas of growth we will ever experience in our lives is recognizing and accepting that we can't be everything to everyone all the time. The act of learning to be yourself is about discovering who you're going to be, whether or not you receive approval from certain people or a certain group, who are you when you make the call and say, I won't be able to make it today. I'm taking a break. Who are you when it's just you at home doing nothing at all? Be yourself by taking the time to get to know yourself when it's just you, the version of you that might not get seen when you're under the pressure to be on, the version of you that gets tucked away beneath the list of tasks and responsibilities you have to complete today, the version of you that feels free to be yourself in a way that a young child would. The act of being yourself is the moment you decide you are worthy of love and acceptance right here as you are. Even on the days where you're running low on energy, even when you've canceled plans, even when you've recognized that you've been pressured to perform and be someone you're not, and now you're ready for change. Even here, there is grace to truly be yourself, to get to know who you are when you don't feel like you have to impress anyone, to be kind to yourself in the way you're kind to everyone else, even when it's hard to feel like you're worthy. You were made with purpose, intention, and love. No matter who does or does not see it, you are worthy of the time it takes to get to know who you truly are. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you throughout the day. Who are you at this very moment? Thank you so much for listening. I'm Morgan Harper Nichols.